With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The U.S. launches more strikes in Syria.
The U.S. Central Command released a video of U.S. military aircraft taking off right before the new airstrikes on Syria Saturday afternoon Eastern Time. Retaliatory strikes targeted the Islamic State group following last month's ambush that killed two U.S. soldiers and a U.S. civilian interpreter in the country. Jordan says its military joined the U.S. in Saturday's strikes. The U.S. Central Command issued a statement saying, "Our message remains strong. If you harm our warfighters, we will find you and kill you anywhere in the world, no matter how hard you try to evade justice." I'm Donna Warder.
The protest against ICE agents continue in Minnesota after a shooting there last Wednesday. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
Protesters continue screaming at heavily armed federal agents and honking car horns, banging on drums and blowing whistles in attempts to disrupt ICE agents enforcing immigration laws. There was some pushing and several people were hit with chemical sprays in a standoff on Sunday. The Trump administration has defended ICE, saying the officer who shot Renee Good in her car was protecting himself and fellow agents, and that Good had weaponized her vehicle. Ken Lorman reporting.
Homeland Security spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin says more than 2,000 immigration arrests have been made in Minnesota since the operation began in the beginning of December. There's another warning from President Trump to Cuba in the wake of Nicolas Maduro's ouster in Venezuela. Cuba is a close ally of Venezuela and a major beneficiary of oil shipments from Venezuela. But Cuba has been cut off from shipments as U.S. forces seize tankers. This is SRN News. A warning about Grok.
The popular chatbot has the ability to generate obscene images of real people without their consent. That's what the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says in a statement to the Christian Post. Center spokesman Danny Pinter says that Grok is, quote, further normalizing the sexual exploitation of women with this new feature. This is an egregious violation of women's privacy and safety. A growing number of young people are now using chatbots. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans are disconnected from each other at historic levels, buffeted by what experts call an epidemic of loneliness. In cities and towns around the U.S., many churches and some other groups are working to reconnect the communities. The Neighborhood Resilience Project, an Orthodox Christian social service agency in Pittsburgh, hosts a food pantry and free health clinic. It also deploys community health deputies and provides emotional support. This is SRN News. A veteran major league outfielder has received a lengthy suspension for performance-enhancing drug use.
Free agent outfielder Max Kepler has been suspended 80 games following a positive test for a banned performance-enhancing substance in violation of Major League Baseball's drug program. Kepler tested positive for epitrenbolone, a substance that led to a suspension in 2018 for boxer Manuel Char. An 11-year Major League veteran, Kepler spent last season with the Philadelphia Phillies. He played his first 10 seasons with the Minnesota Twins. Kepler accepted the suspension without contesting the discipline in a grievance, a person familiar with the process told the AP. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Google is expanding the shopping features in its AI chatbot by teaming up with Walmart, Shopify, Wayfair, and other big retailers to turn the Gemini app into a virtual merchant. More details at srnnews.com.